Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The killings in a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday have renewed conversations about hatred in the U.S., particularly toward Jewish people, and how the number of related incidents has grown over the past couple of years. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that and what it indicates. Phil, this is an unbelievably complicated tapestry which involves hatred and guns and free speech, among other things. How do you interpret what we're seeing right now in the country?
Well, I think if this case, the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, if it underscores anything, it is why it is so difficult to solve the gun problem in America, because Robert Bauer, who is the gunman in this case, was a guy that his neighbors didn't see anything very peculiar about. He seemed a fairly normal guy, a bit of a recluse, would sit in his car and smoke, but pretty much kept his distance from the neighbors, didn't do anything too eccentric that caught their attention. And he had purchased all of his guns legally. He had assembled this arsenal in his apartment, and he did it all with legal paperwork, and he didn't have a criminal record. And so, where were the telltale signs? Well, they were in the nether regions of the internet, mm-hmm. where he was spouting off against immigrants and against Jewish people.
We're both very strong believers in the First Amendment, but when it comes to this, is there something that should be done to, whether it's policing things like this or not?
So after an event like this, and we know the name of the perpetrator, and we zero in on what he said on the internet, it's very easy to see, to draw the line. But, when you don't have a crime and you don't have a suspect and you're looking at all this, it's all background noise, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot of hatred on the internet going all the time, and it's almost wallpaper. And how do you make sense of it? How do you decide who's dangerous and who is not? It's very difficult to sort.
There are some who are criticizing President Trump, both for some of the things he has said or some of the things he has not shouted down, like what happened in Charlottesville. And in this, was the response strong enough? What should a president's role after a tragedy like this be, especially one that was clearly targeted at a group of people?
Well, we elected a president who is a disruptor, who has a kind of social dyslexia, is not capable of saying the right things in very sensitive, tragic moments. He doesn't know how to deal with that, and he's proven it over and over that he's not capable of learning. He's not capable of expressing what needs to be said at times when you need national unity. He can't do it. But a president ought to have those tools. A leader ought to have those tools. And it's a real shortcoming of this president, and even his supporters need to acknowledge that.
Now, from your perspective, as someone who's been in the newspaper business a long time, as a columnist, as an editorial page director, do you think that this is a less racist, less anti-Semitic country? How big a difference was the election of President Obama? And has the country in some ways taken a step back in choosing President Trump for these kinds of issues?
I think we have seen the awakening of some of these old hatreds. They've come back. We saw it at Charlottesville. How long lived are they? I mean, Charlottesville a year later seemed to fizzle out. They couldn't assemble the kind of crowd, the torchlight parade that they had a year before. And it's always important in a shooting like this, an event like this, to maintain context, okay? Because there was a time in America when even the mainstream bought into anti-Semitism. When you had Father Coughlin, who was on the radio, who was railing against Jews and bankers and all of that. And we had restrictive deeds in neighborhoods to keep Jews out of the neighborhoods and keep them out of our country clubs and things like that. I mean, it was a horrible time in this country. We're nothing like that today. And if you look at polling on how American attitudes toward the Jewish people, they have a very high opinion of the Jewish people, and they see their value and accept them. And that's the time we're living in today.
It can be argued, certainly, that institutional anti-Semitism has been reduced tremendously. But there are some who wonder about this particular campaign season, where we see George Soros, who people may not like his politics, but was a Holocaust survivor. There are thinly veiled things when it comes to him. Is that a bad message to say?
It is distasteful. It's absolutely wrong. It shouldn't be done. And you don't want to awaken those demons any further. I think if we learned anything from Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, it is that one of the most advanced peoples on earth were capable of slaughtering all of European Jewry, okay? I mean, that the Germans were advanced in every way, in economics, in the arts, you know, the culturally advanced in so many ways. They had the probably the greatest army at that time. And here they were, you know, with these hatreds of a people and blaming, you know, virtually 1% of their population for everything that had gone wrong. Human beings are capable of doing terrible deeds, and we need to remember that.
Well, and so when a tragedy like this, what happened in Pittsburgh, obviously people came together, and that's always a nice thing to see. Is that lasting? Is that the kind of thing where, or because we've had so many hate-related tragedies of late, or gun-related tragedies, are these things that we just move on to the next one?
You know, the Jewish people are the most persecuted people in history, going back millennia. And one of the things that we can learn from them is their endurance. I mean, they have endured, and one of the reasons is the way they look at the future. They see the future as something that they can own and they can shape and they can make better and lift us all up. And we need to remember that when things look really discouraging, that we go and seize the future and make it better.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.